Well, we're joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Again, the U.S. Department of Agriculture putting out their production estimate today. And Tom, what's your reaction from this latest report?
Well, we got a little bit of a surprise. Our corn crop was not estimated nearly as high as what the trade was looking for. We saw the corn production come in over the July number by only 172 million bushels. That puts us at 14.032 billion. We also saw the yield not as much as the trade was looking for, as it was increased by 2.1 bushels per acre to 167.4. Another surprise, we was looking for ending stocks to be over 2 billion bushels. It was increased only by 7 million bushels, putting it at 1.808 billion bushels. So a much friendlier corn number than what we expected. We also saw that the USDA helped find some usage out there. We increased usage by 100 million bushels. That also helped offset that production by 172 million increase. Now, the soybeans was a little bit of a surprise also. As we saw the production and yield not quite as much as expected, we increased production by 16 million bushels over July. That put us at 3.816 billion, and we increased the soybean yield by 0.2 of a bushel per acre, putting us at 45.4 bushels per acre. Now, we also saw the USDA not change any of the usage out there, crush, exports, or anything in the soybeans, and that allowed the soybean ending stocks to increase by 15 million over July, putting them at 430 million. This was 16 million more than what the trade was looking for. So that was the bearish side for the soybeans. Now, the wheat was a little bit of a surprise, as we thought we'd see the biggest increase occurring possibly in the spring wheat. But the USDA only increased it by 7 million over last month. They increased soft red winter by 8 million, increased hard red winter by 26 million over July. All winter wheat was increased by a total of 33 million, and all wheat together came in 38 million more than what we saw in July. Now, we also saw the exports increased by 25 million and feed residual usage increased by 10 million. This did help a little bit with the increase of production, and it did allow only a 3 million bushel increase in the ending stocks for wheat at 663 million. So as I said, in a nutshell, the wheat was fairly neutral, slightly bearish. The soybeans were more negative than we expected, and the corn more positive than we expected. Now, we did see today, after the report came out, September and December corn made new contract lows. November soybeans made a new contract low at the price of $10.43, but we saw all these markets come off their lows going into the close, as we saw the soybeans only down about 14 cents across the board, the Kansas City wheat down about 10.5 across the board, and a penny or 2 pennies gain in our corn market for the day.
Also out was the global production numbers and ending stocks. Anything significant there?
Yes, Leslie, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was another negative point for the wheat. As we saw the world ending stocks come in for the wheat increased by almost 3.5 million metric tons. That was a little bit more of the negativeness that we saw in our wheat. Now, corn and soybeans had fractional changes from last month, so they really didn't see much of a change there. But that wheat number did not help us, as we don't have any shortage of wheat in the world.
Again, Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your analysis of the latest USDA production numbers, as we've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. On the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.